إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. وبعد، all praises, all thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though we are in a situation whereby we would prefer that it shouldn't be, we would prefer to be able to move around, mix up with people, mix up with family, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so declared that, so decreed that this is how we're going to spend these days, and it may extend up to the moment of up to the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us. Those of the people who have died all over, who died upon iman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. All the families of the dead, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the patience and fortitude to bear with the loss of the people that has that this COVID-19 has taken. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, I want to do this tafkira in an audio format. Since the last one I did with Zoom, some people could not hear me. Some, the audio was bad, some couldn't link up. So with this audio, I mean, people would be able to download and listen as that, whenever they are free and whenever they want to listen to it. I decided to talk about Adab al-Sahaba. It's one of the books written by our Maliki jurist, Abu al-Qasim al-Mujizai, called Al-Qawaneen al-Fiqhiyya. Towards the end of the book, about certain issues that, of course, may not likely be discussed in the main chapters of fiqh. So I want to discuss Adab al-Suhbah, the etiquette of companionship. As Islam said, anything about the people we take as friends, about the people we take as companions, and so on and so forth. So this is what I want to discuss, inshallah, as we go on with the tafkira today. قال ابن جزي رحمه الله رحمة واسعة اختلفت مذاهب الناس في صحبة الناس. It said the madhahib, the school of thought of people differs as regards having companions amongst the people. As regards having friendship, people have two positions. Then it went on, and people here, of course, is referring to the scholars. Then it went on to say, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ اخْتَارَ الصُّحْبَةَ لِقَصْدِ النَّفِعِ وَالْإِنْتِفَاعِ وَالْفَضْلِ الْأُخُوَّةِ فِي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So there are people, there are scholars who said, okay, the best is for us to have in اختار الصحبة. They decided to have friends, decided to have companions. So then, and when they decided to do this, it was with the intention to benefit their friends. It's a way to benefit people and to also benefit from them. And also for the honor of being brothers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers in Allah may be a bit literal, but it means that they decided to be friends because of religious brotherhood, to strengthen religious brotherhood. So there are scholars who held on to this. وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ اخْتَارُ الْإِنْقِبَاضُ وَالْعُزْلَةِ. And there are people who decided that they will not mix with people. They will not have friends. They will not have companions. Why? لِأَنَّهَا أَقْرَبُ إِلَى السَّلَامَةِ وَلِأَنَّ شُرُطَ الصُحْبَةِ قَلَّ مَا تُوجَدْ. Why? Because they said, I mean, staying away from people is closest to being safe. You will not have issues with people. وَلِأَنَّ شُرُوطَ الصُّحْبَةَ. And especially the condition that the Sharia has laid down for going to fetch with somebody, going into companionship with somebody, قَلَّ مَا تُوجَدْ. Rarely do you find them in people. These are the two positions that scholars have. One may reconcile this by saying that it varies. At a time when people, when the overwhelming majority of people are religiously bankrupt, then it is better for one to be alone. We have a hadith to this effect. A hadith in which the Messenger of Allah was saying that when there is fitna, when there is mischief in the land, when there is corruption in the land, for you to stay alone is better. If there is no fitna, then of course, to mix with people. وَالصَّبْرَ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. And to be patient with whatever one finds from them is of course the best. So the first madhab, the first position that let's mix with people, benefit them, and then they benefit us, and we trust and are supposed to fulfill the condition of Islam when doing that, is the most correct position. But when we sense danger, Especially that of religious nature that we withdraw from people to protect ourselves, protect our being, and protect our honor. He then went on to say, but people are of three categories when it comes to companionship. Call as the people who are true friends. These are very few. These are very few. And as we explain the conditions of companionship, you realize that yes, this is true. That قليل منهم, they are very few. ومعارف وهم أضر الناس عليك, and people you know, people you share the English word is for us to know each other. People share acquaintance with, yes, that's the word. Our acquaintances. He said وهم أضر الناس عليك, they are the most they are the ones who are most harmful to you. And then the third category, you know, he said people are three categories when it comes to companionship or friendship, the true friends, the people that we have acquaintance with. These ones may harm us because they're just acquaintances. وَمَنْ لَا يَعْرِفُكَ وَلَا تَعْرِفُهُ فَقَدْ سَلِمْتَ مِنْهُ وَسَلِمَ مِنْكَ. You are free of him, you are safe from him, he's safe from you. So you won't be expecting harm from him, you won't be expecting harm from you. So this one, that's the third category. Then he went on to talk about those who are true friends and the conditions for friendship. For amma sadiq, as for the one who is a true friend, fashurutu sab'a, before taking someone as a friend, for taking somebody as a companion, we have seven conditions to consider. Al awwal, the first one, an yakuna sunniyan fi i'tiqadihi, that this person be a sunni in his belief, that he should be somebody who follows the Quran and the Sunnah. Of course, we may not have somebody who says 100% perfect, 100% perfect, but the person you want to choose as a close companion, somebody you want to choose as somebody who is our intimate friend, should be somebody who has a proper belief system. It's not somebody who worships gifts, somebody who ordinarily calls on people instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who believes everything is Allah and Allah is everything. Somebody who believes in declaring other Muslims unbelievers and believe that their blood can be spilled, like Boko Haram and so on and so forth. So we should choose somebody who. So if you are saying that we should choose somebody who is a Sunni in his belief, it goes without saying that we must eschew, stay away from those who are non-Muslims. The person should be a Sunni in his belief. والثاني أن يكون تقيا في دينه. And then the second thing is that this person should be a righteous person in his religion. فإنه إن كان بدعيا أو فاسقا ربما جر صاحبه إلى مذهبه أو ظن الناس فيه ذلك فإن المرأة على دين خليله. That it should also make sure that the person is a friend too, or is a friend is somebody who is pious, not somebody who is an open sinner. In kind of be the ayan, because if it's somebody who does bid'ah or fasiqan, or somebody who commits major sin, rubbama jarra sahibahu ila mazhabihi, and the reality is that he may also draw the person who takes him as a friend into this same thing. Awzana an-nas fihi dhalika, or people may, even if he take for instance somebody who takes one who gets drunk as a friend, even if he is not drinking, people will assume he is similar to him. فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ, for verily, a person will be on the religion of his friend. So the narrated by Imam Tirmidhi in his Sunan, that's the Kitab al-Albani. So we should choose carefully, we should not choose people who are innovators or people who are sinners. Of course, one would not ordinarily be friends with somebody who commits major sins. One would try to avoid them as much as possible. The third one, أن يكون عاقلا, that the person who wants to make a friend of us should be intelligent, عاقلا, somebody who has common sense. Ibn Juzay says, فَصُحْبَةُ الْأَحْمَكِ بَلَى, for verily, friendship with somebody who is an idiot is a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do not choose the foolish as friends. The fourth one, أَنْ يَكُونَ حُسْنَ الْخُلْقِ, أن يكون حسن الخلق حسن الخلق that this person be of good character حسن الخلق be of good character فإن كان سيء الخلق if he is of evil character لم تؤمن عداوته you would not be safe also from his bad character if he is of bad character you also who has friends would not be safe from his character Ibn Juzay now goes on to say وَتَخْتَبِرُهُ بِأَنْ تُغْذِبَهُ so you can test him by making him angry فَإِنْ غَضِبَ فَاتْرُكْ صُحْبَتَهُ if he becomes unnecessarily angry they should not be friends with such a person who will get angry at the mildest of provocation this is his own way of testing how good a person's character is because usually when ulama talk about a good character they will say بَدُّ النَّدَى وَكَفُ الْأَذَى that it's for you to spend of what you have and not to make your harm go to others. So one who gets angry easily and then the anger goes out of bounds, it's not safe that one is friends with that person. Al-Khamisu, the fifth condition of being friends with people, أن يكون سليم الصدر في الحضور والغيبة. That this person should have a free heart. Whether he is with you or is behind your back. Some people may show us friendship when we're there, and when we're no longer there, they would show hatred towards us. لا حقود then not somebody who shows great hatred, has great hatred in his heart. ولا حسود then or somebody who is very envious. ولا مريدا للشر or somebody wants evil for us. ولا ذا وجهين or somebody who has two faces. Comes to us with this face, goes to others with that face. If we discover any of this in a person we are close to, they are indications that we are supposed to create a limit in our friendship. As-sadisu, أن يكون ثابت العهد غير ملول ولا متلون. Now this person, when he gives his promise or he gives his word, he is known to be ثابت العهد. He stays with his word. It is said in English, a man's word is his bond. When we make a promise or take a decision, we stick to it. We do not, well, except wala mutalawin, somebody is a chameleon. Is this here? Is that there? It changes faces as much as colors as he likes. As-sabi'u, and the seventh, an yakuna bihukukika. Kama takumu bihukukihi, that he stands up to fulfill your rights, as you also do to fulfill his rights. فلا خير في صحبة من لا يرى لك من الحق مثل الذي ترى له. There is no good in you being friends with somebody who does not see that he holds you a duty that is similar to what you do to him. If you are able to assist him in certain ways and certain directions, and you have the same need, and he has a way with us. And it does not assist in such circumstances. Juzay is saying that la khayra fi. But the only thing is that we should not suspect. At times, one will assume that this person has a way with us and actually does not have. This happens a lot. And also, you mentioned about one of those things that destroys companionship is suspicion. So, anyway, so we are saying all things being equal, one we should have as a friend should be somebody who has responsibilities towards us. Our relationship is based on rights and responsibilities. And after mentioning these conditions, Ibn Juzay goes on to say, وَحُقُوكُ الصَّدِيقِ سَبْعَةً He said, the rights of a friend are seven. He's mentioned conditions earlier, to be good in Akida, to be righteous, to be intelligent, and so on and so forth. Now we're talking about the rights of a friend. The Muslim generally has rights on us. Like Mr. Wallah said, Hakul Muslim ala Muslim khams. He mentioned about five of rights that any Muslim has on us. And you sallim alayhi idha laqiyahu, to give him the testimony when we meet him. And ya'udahu idha marida, to visit him when he's sick. Ujibahu idha da'ahu, to go to his occasions when he calls us for a feast. And so on and so forth. But when it's a friend, these rights are more than that. They're more than that. So Ibn Juzay mentions seven of the, it says there are seven here. Al-awwal, the first one, al-musharakatu fil mal, hatta la yakhtassu ahaduhuma bi shay'in dun al-akhar. And this is a bit tough. It says that that we should see that with the wealth we have, we can share it amongst ourselves. If that friendship is really true, nobody will see that this wealth is specifically for me, like the companions of the Prophet ﷺ did when they. When the Muhajirun came into Medina, Allah says, "الَّذِينَ يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ." So they didn't see the world they had as something only made for themselves alone. They were ready to allow their brothers share in this world. وَالثَّانِي الْإِعَانَةُ بِالنَّفْسِ فِي قَضَاءِ الْحَاجَاتِ وَتَقْدِيمِ حَاجَتِهِ عَلَىٰ حَاجَتِكَ. One should be ready to assist this person, if our friend with our person want to assist him to go to a place to do something, so we should be ready to do it. Even at times we may put his need above our own need. الثالث الموافقة له على أقواله, to agree with him in his positions and his statements. والمساعدة له على أغراضه, to assist him in his needs. من غير مخالفة ولا منازعة, without unnecessarily going against, without being the contrarian, but it was always going against what is our friend says. ولا منازع, without fighting. فإن المخالفة توجب البغضاء, because we have a lot of differences, we differ a lot, agree a lot, always then it will lead to hatred. May Allah assist us. So we are ready to assist those we take as companions with our wealth, with our person. والرابع and the fourth one, العفو عن هفوات الصديق, for one to overlook the shortcomings of a friend. والإغضاء عن عيوبه, and to overlook his shortcomings. فمن طلب ابن جزي saying, فمن طلب صديقا بلا عيب بكي بلا صديق. One who seeks a friend that has no errors at all will remain without a friend. One who seeks a friend without errors at all will remain without having friends. الخامس, and then the fifth one, النصيحة له في دينه ودنياه, to give sincere advice to our friend, whether it has to do with the person's religion or the person's mundane affairs. Sincere advice for this person. والسادس الخلوص في مودته ظاهرا وباطنا حاضرا غائبا وانتصار له في غيبته. For one to sincerely love this person, openly, secretly, whether he's present, whether he's absent, to support him when he's not there and people are attacking him or attributing to him what he has not done. So we should be ready to defend him. And to continue to pray for our friend, our beloved one, when it's not there. The dua we do when people are not there are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this that we have mentioned also, of course, is undergirded by the fact that our assistance to our friend, our support of our friend, is based on the fact that he is on what is right. If our friend is wrong, we do not support people blindly on what is wrong. Hence the Messenger of Allah said, "Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman." Support your friend whether he's the one who is oppressing or the one who is being oppressed. And then somebody said, but we know if he is, we know how to assist him if he's being oppressed. How do we assist him if he is the oppressor? Mr. Wallah said, Khudhu ala yadihi, stop him from oppressing. That is the way you stop people from oppressing. Khudhu ala yadihi, you hold his hands and prevent him from oppression. So these are some of the rights. And then the rights of the friend on us, and we earlier mentioned the conditions. So we'll pause here, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. If there are questions, we would take them, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us go out of this crisis. Inna wali dhalika wal qadr alayh. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.